and gentlemen, we present in dramatic form another of the stories especially selected for us by Edwin Balmer, the distinguished editor of Red Book Magazine. We are pleased to announce that the publishers of Red Book Magazine have given us special permission to broadcast these stories. Mr. Balmer is here with us, and before the story begins, we're going to ask him to tell you his reasons for selecting Elaine Stern Carrington's story, The Kid. Mr. Balmer.
Thank you, Mr. Clemenger. Elaine Stern Carrington is distinguished for her unusual ability to present human situations in the life of our day. She writes most sympathetically and with great insight into character, as you will see in her story, The Kid. It is about a little girl who got in the way of her mother's selfish ambitions and bravely solved her own problems for herself. Betty is played by Florence Halleck, who is just 8 years old today.
Betty and her colored nurse, Alex, and her beautiful mother, Pearl, have been in Hollywood, but now they're in New York. Betty will see her stepdaddy again. Oh, it's been such a long time.
We're gonna see Jimmy.
Hurry up with those bags, Alex. Betty, will you stop fidgeting and come on? An 8-year-old kid ought to know how to act.
Ground settle, take your bags, Mom.
I see Jimmy on the platform. There's Jimmy. Jimmy!
Well, here's the place. Remember it, Betty? Gee, little kid, you've grown up a mile. Hey, Lee, go on me. We got to get out here. Here we are, Pearl. Say, you look like a million.
So we're home, eh? Same old joint, Jimmy. I thought maybe you'd move to the Ritz.
Me? No. I'd have to get used to the grub all over again.
Did you miss us any?
Did I? And how? Well, up the steps, folks. Wait till I find my key. Bring those bags, Alex.
Yes?
Fine. Say, Pearl, how'd you like Hollywood?
I like it fine, Jimmy, but I like it here better.
We had a swell place there, all right. Well, you don't look so good, Jimmy. Anything the matter?
Not now, but, gee, when you went away, I got so blue. I wasn't any good, on stage or off. I'm glad they didn't sign you up for life out there, Pearl.
Oh, I could have stayed all right, only I like New York, I guess.
Gee, it's great to have you back. Where's that key? You got me so fussed I couldn't even find it. All right, come on in.
I remember, Jimmy. It's just the same. Look, that door light don't go on and off like it used to in the closet.
The bulb is busted, kid.
Oh.
Well, Pearl, don't it look good to you here?
Same dump, all right. Living room looks just the same. Billboard and variety everywhere, along with cigarette butts, neckties, and burnt matches. You haven't changed, Jimmy. You sure did a swell job of cleaning for us.
You ought to have seen it yesterday, baby.
You all ought to see the house we had in Hollywood, Mr. Harvard. Right on where all the movie stars live. Miss Pajot was stepping hard there.
Make her appreciate a place like this all the more. Sit down in the Davenport, Pearl, and get rested.
I'd love it here, Jimmy.
Say, Jimmy, I gotta go out and phone.
Why, you haven't even taken off your gloves yet. Phone? Say, listen, baby, if this bird was that interested, he'd have been at the station to meet you the same as I was. What's wrong, Pearl? Gee, you're frowning. Ain't you glad to be back?
Oh, I guess so.
I want to talk to you, Pearl. Come on over here, Betty, and give me a hug, and you can listen in. Say, Pearl, I nearly wired you in shy, but I thought I'd rather see your face when I sprang the news.
Okay, Jimmy, spill it.
It's a real break for us. I got us booked open in Newark a week from Thursday. I never could work with nobody else but you. Remember what a wow we used to be before you got the Hollywood bug? Well, anyway, as soon as I told the booking office that you was coming back, they grabbed at the chance. Stage our old action.
Jimmy, that's dandy.
Hey, wait a minute.
Oh, but it's great. All we need is a couple of days rehearsal and we're all set to go again. Now that you got that Hollywood bug out of your system.
Who said I got that Hollywood bug out of my system?
Well, baby, if you got any big offers back east.
Well, you didn't give me a chance to tell you. I can't go on the act with you, Jimmy. I'm signing with Saul Greenberg tomorrow.
Saul Greenberg?
Yeah.
Oh, gee, no kidding.
I went to a party on the coast Mr. Greenberg was at. Said he was putting on a big new Broadway review and there'd be a part in it for me. Oh. Came east just before I did and asked would I get in touch with him the minute I got back.
Oh, well, baby, that's great. Say, maybe you could use a bum hoofer in the show, too, huh? Well, I suppose you got to phone him. Morning, kid. Having breakfast? Looks like Pearl's gone for the day.
Well, she done went out early, Mr. Harvey. She says she had an appointment to see Mr. Greenberg.
I've been waiting to have breakfast with you, Jimmy.
Great. I'll just have a cup of coffee, little lady.
Jimmy, what was you and Mama talking about last night? After I went to bed, Mama came in and I heard you talking real loud.
Why, nothing, kid. Pearl will be all right today. What would you like to do today, kid? What's new?
Can we go to the movies, Jimmy?
Well, I suppose you ought to go to school instead.
I'd rather go to the movies.
Yeah, but listen, education's a great thing.
But I know a lot already.
Well, let's see how much you know. Now, if I was on the corner of 55th Street and Broadway and wanted to walk to Times Square, how many blocks would it be?
But Jimmy...
See? You can't even do an easy one like that. Why, it's fierce to grow up ignorant, kid. You ought to go to school.
Oh, Jimmy, let me spend the day with you.
All right, kid. I tell you what. I got to go down to Blake's casting agency for a while. I got to get something to do myself, I guess. And when I get back, I'll take you for a walk. We'll go down to the florist stand on 6th Avenue.
I remember on the corner, and you always get a carnation.
Sure. Get myself a carnation and you a rose, and we'll walk into the park and be just like a bride and groom.
That'd be dandy. I'll take my doll, Mr. Goldfish, too.
Some doll, that. Gee, it's got a funny face like a lot of movie actors I know. Gee, kid, it's great to have you back. I don't know how I got along while you were away. I must be getting real funny, you and your old lady.
Jimmy, if Pearl ever dies, I'm going to marry you.
Yeah? Well, say, what an idea for a...
Don't you want to, Jimmy?
Oh, I'd get so many offers that...
You'd like to.
Why, listen, kid. Honest, I think it'd be a great idea. The only trouble is I'm so old, see? Now, how'd I look going up to the altar and hobbling on crutches beside you? Besides, it's Pearl and nobody, I'm afraid. If she passed out of the picture, why, I guess I'd go it alone.
Just as long as I can stay with you always, Jimmy.
And that goes double, little girl. You bet. And now you finish your breakfast. I got to scram down to the casting agency. Be back in a little while. So long.
So long, Jimmy. I wish Jimmy would hurry back. Mr. Goldfish and I want to go out with him.
Oh, here come your mother, child. She back early.
Alex, hurry now. Pack our things right away. We're getting out of here.
Yes. I don't want to go away from here. Jimmy and me are...
Hurry it, Alex. Throw those dresses into my suitcase. Come on.
Where are we going? We just got here last night.
Oh, yeah? Did you think I'd stay in this joint a minute longer than I had to?
But I like it here.
Listen, kid. If I was to tell you we're going to a swell hotel, would you feel any better?
But Jimmy wants us here. He won't let us go.
Won't he? I'd just like to see him try to stop me. Not after the way he tried to ball me out last night. Where does he get off thinking he can tell me what time I ought to come in nights? Now, you get into that coat and come on.
I want to stay here. I want to stay here.
Listen, you're going to a swell hotel. I'm going to divorce Jimmy and marry Mr. Greenberg. Mm-hmm. Already he's bought you a swell doll. Mr. Greenberg's a grand fella.
But I don't want his old doll. I got Mr. Goldfish, who...
You stop that bawling or I'll give you something to bawl about. Do you hear?
I want to stay with Jimmy.
Jimmy wouldn't want you without me, see? Now get into that coat. Come on, we're clearing out of here before he gets back. Hey, Alex. Alex, are those suitcases packed?
Yes, and I'm coming, ma'am.
All right, Mr. Goldfish. You stay behind to keep company. Say goodbye to him for me, won't you? Come, goodbye.
Come on, get a move on, Alex. There's a taxi waiting. Betty, come on, will you? Stop crying and come on.
Say, this place sure is some class, Miss Pearl.
You bet it is. Now hurry those bags into the bedroom. Mr. Greenberg will be here any minute now. Betty. Well, for heaven's sake, now you stop that blubbering this minute and get your coat off. Look here. Here's the doll Mr. Greenberg was nice enough to get for you. It's the most expensive doll you ever had.
I don't want the old doll.
You take this doll and act nice about it, or I'll fix you good. Come on now, straighten up. If you don't stop crying, I'll... Quick, there's Mr. Greenberg now. Go open the door and ask him to come in and sit down real polite. Take the doll with you and thank him for it. Don't you dare put any monkey wrench into the works, you little...
Well, so you're settled already, huh?
Why so? I never thought you'd get here so quick.
Well, it's never too quick to see you, kiddo, huh? Oh, so this is the baby, is it, huh?
Well, say, how do you do?
How do you do?
Oh, well, I see you got a dolly, all right. You like it, huh?
I guess.
It's crazy about it, Saul. You never had a doll like that before, did you, darling?
No.
Don't take after you, does she, Pearl? But she is going to be a good looker when she grows up just the same. You got lovely curls, darling. Here, come over here. Come over here and sit on Uncle Saul's knee. Do you like this hotel, huh?
Yeah.
The kid ain't got much gab in her, has she? But I like that. I like to be the big noise around here.
Give her time. She'll talk you deaf and dumb once she gets going.
Don't hang back, darling. You and me are going to be friends. Come on. Sit on my knee. Come on over here. What's the matter, darling? Don't pull away. Here. That's right. And now I'm going to give you a great big kiss.
Oh, don't you touch me. Don't you touch
What's
me.
What's that? What's that you said?
Let me go.
Well, but can you imagine
don't
that?
Don't listen to her, Saul. It's just one of her spells. Betty.
I hate you.
You scratch me, you little...
And the doll, too, Betty.
Broke the doll, huh? How dare you, you little...
Betty. Oh, Saul. She don't mean anything. She
Stop.
Just...
Kick me, you fresh little brat. Maybe if I...
I hate you. Jimmy. Jimmy.
Jimmy? Who's Jimmy?
A little kid she plays with.
No,
that's
Jimmy.
All.
Oh, Jimmy.
A kid, huh?
Jimmy.
Well, here's a slap for yours.
Oh,
you little brat.
Oh, Jimmy.
She's gone. She's out the door. Betty, come back here, you little cat.
Yeah, she'll come back, but I won't.
Jimmy.
Who's there? Why, it's the kid.
Jimmy.
You look all in. What? There's a bruise on your face.
Mr. Greenberg did it. And Pearl's going away. Can I stay with you, Jimmy?
Oh.
Can I, Jimmy? Oh, I wished I was dead. Can I, Jimmy? Please. Oh, please don't let me go.
Oh, kid. Huh? Well, I tell you, this is 55th Street, ain't it?
Yeah.
Well, now, how far is the Times Square?
I don't know, Jimmy, exactly.
No, that don't go, kid. Now, look here. No ignoramuses can hang around this dump, get it? You got to get educated. And if I ever get home of a night and you can't count off 13 short blocks, why, out you go. Get me?
I get you, Jimmy.
This story, The Kid, was broadcast by special permission of the publishers of Red Book Magazine. Next week at this same time, we take pleasure in announcing that we will present another story in dramatic form from Red Book.